everybody. I know it's been a minute. It's been germs running rampant around my house. So welcome to Miss Mood's Playhouse. This is me, Sheeta G. Rashida, Miss Mood's, Rara. Very few people call me that. Excuse me. So kind of chill with the Rara stuff. This won't be too long. I was going to have my millennial on today, but unfortunately, her soon-to-be father-in-law passed away this morning, so she has to attend to her significant other and be there for him. So, just me, and let's just, as I sip my tea, get this out the way. R. Kelly. Excuse my language. Mixed feelings about that. I really didn't want to dive into that. I really wanted to stay away from that. Can you separate, again, the man from the artist? Especially for people who said he can't read or write, or he's going to read or write at a 7th or 8th grade level. Then it goes back to Bill Cosby and Harvey Weinstein and the dude from 7th Heaven. Again, I go back to this because it's all over. Do I think some people who said things about him are opportunists? Yes. Do I think all these women are lying? Hell no. Again, I don't. I think there are people in this whole situation that could have done better. I am sipping my tea. My job is not to bash anyone and not to judge. We all judge and we shouldn't. I don't know. I'm not there. And I might get some pushback from that, but I wasn't. And you can say, oh, you knew about the whole Aaliyah thing. Look, I'm turning 41 in April. So, of course, I knew about that. Just said my age, but I'm proud to be 40 and turning 41. Still all congested and stuff. And I just think that if it's his time to come where he has to answer, he will. But then I also said he's doing enough just to get by so he doesn't get caught where the cops is not banging on his door, like for real, for real. Trump Towers last week, you know, someone called and made an anonymous call and said, hey, you know, these girls are staying here and they're underage. Find out these girls are the girls' parents, or the girls whose parents have been on TV asking to meet with them. They said they're fine. The Stockholm Syndrome? I don't know. Again, there are certain people that who have been out in the news with this R. Kelly situation that make you kind of side-eye. Steve Russell Hart from Troop is amazing because he's trying to understand the same thing or overstand as he stated. Some people that are like, did your check stop? Not saying we don't believe you, but what's really going on? And I am looking at some people side-eyed, and I have a right to my opinion. So if you're going to get mad about that, get mad. I don't give a fuck. I have a right to my opinion. You want to mute R. Kelly? Make sure when we mute R. Kelly, we are muting every single damn song that he wrote from other people. Michael Jackson, you are not alone. The stuff from B2K, but really? If you're listening to B2K, never mind. Lady Gaga, Celine Dion. You know, I Believe I Can Fly. It's like playing at every funeral. Just about. Like, for real, let's just be honest. He wrote for a lot of other people, for someone who allegedly can't read or write. Or as his lawyer said, he can't allegedly read, write, or type. Quote, quote. Stop listening to some of Aaliyah's early work. So we have to be consistent if we're going to mute R. Kelly for real, for real, for real. And then it's this whole Diddy thing. We need to mute him because, you know, he got old girl pregnant when she was young. And she's a year older than me. My son's like 25. You do the math. I went there, literally, I don't care. But now you're talking about mutant Diddy? Come on, y'all. Y'all going back into people's past trying to find stuff and making it fit into this whole Me Too movement thing. You can't do it because it's not fair and it's not right. What happened in 1994, 93, and 95, and 96, you can't fit into 2019. Shit, you can't fit into 17 or 2018. Stop trying to do that. So you can go back into everybody's past and dig up stuff. Again, R. Kelly is the exception. Bill Cosby, well, you know, he told him himself. Bill Cosby should have never admitted to nothing. He admitted to you giving these women quaaludes. And, you know, this is Dr. Huxtable. But again, that's not Dr. Huxtable. See, I slipped and said it. That's Bill Cosby. Mr. I Spy. You know, hey. That's Flat Albert. Like, Jell-O pudding pops. Like, you would have never thought maybe 4 years ago that Bill Cosby would be in jail. Like, real talk. Dr. Huxtable. But again, Dr. Huxtable's not in jail. William Cosby's in jail. Guess you have to separate him. But anyways. I want to openly apologize to two people that my last podcast hurt their feelings. And I will say this about these two wonderful men. I love them wholeheartedly. And one guy I do love probably more. And he is great. And if God would design for me a husband, he would probably be it. Ooh, that was deep, wasn't it? Yes. Getting my little Tamar dance on, he would be it, child. But I know that he wants me to be patient, but I also need for him to be patient with me too, and to understand that just because I love you, don't mean I'm going to sit here and wait for you forever either. So just because the quality that you see in me, don't think nobody else sees them. So I threw some shade. However, I had to get my little ghetto girl on real quick. Don't let the bougie fool you. However, I do apologize to these wonderful men and my girlfriend if I hurt your feelings about, you know, talking about long distance relationships and about love and you not singing at my wedding and maybe you not singing at my wedding. I apologize, but I'm also going to stand in my truth and say that one person in particular, if God probably would have designed for me a husband, I think he would be it. But I can't make you see that. You have to see that. And the quality that you see in me, trust me, there's still men knocking on my door wanting to trying to find a nice way to say this, wife me up and to make sure that I'm not by myself because they see those qualities. And I'm not waiting for no one. But I don't want someone to feel like I'm hurting their feelings on purpose and putting them on blast. So, again, to those two people, I apologize. To my girlfriend, I apologize. But if I'm speaking my truth and you know who I am, you should not get offended. But I'm sorry for hurting you and for offending you if you did not like my words. But these are the words I would say to you. I have said to you. And again, my intent is not to hurt anybody. So I am truly sorry. Moving on. I would say there's something going on in the news, but man, there's really not. Oh, I think her name was Cherry Johnson. From Punky Brewster. When at Wendy, with her arm being in the in the sling, she said, "How you doing?" Wendy Williams has been a pain in people's asses for years. I grew up in the New York City area, tri-state area. I remember Method Man going to WBLS, getting on her about his wife having cancer at that time, and Wendy putting shit on air, excuse my language. I mean, so there's a lot of people who she's done wrong. So I don't know what she did wrong to this actress, but I grew up watching Punky Brewster. And then she was on Family Matters. So, hey, you know, then, you know, rumors about her husband stepping out and having a baby, and, you know, whew, gee whiz. So when she came out one day on Instagram, I was like, oh, and people was like, why is she coming out saying things? Wendy Williams talks about every damn body. You don't think no one's going to come back and say nothing? Like she said, it's always talking about her. Don't even get me started on him. Now, if anyone's a King of Petty on Instagram, that motherfucker is. Excuse my language. Because he is. Love it. He's petty as hell. Cassie found a new guy, and people are saying that, you know, Diddy's upset about it. Let me just say this, because one of my friends used to be on this label, and, you know, I say no names, male or female. I will say this. Relationships are hard, and we don't know what happened in that relationship. Cassie was young, and if she wanted to move on, Diddy already said Kim Porter was the love of his life. You know, hey, I was sure was dating her and had a kid and all that whole drama that's none of my business. You know, public, you know, people being in the public eye, you hear all kinds of things, and, you know, Instagram and social media these days. I will say this, if I love someone and we were together and their child's mother passes away and you said that that person was my soulmate and I'm with you, I don't know how understanding I would be either. I'm like, really, nigga? For real? Okay. So I wasted all this time being with you, and even though we have a collective thing going on with me, you, him, and her, and, you know, that's your soulmate, so why am I here? Am I here just to, you know, say hey, to get your rocks off, and vice versa? That would make me feel, as a woman, that would make me feel some kind of way. And I just think that, if she was tired of it, she did what she was supposed to do. You don't wait for God to be ready. You didn't wait for God to say that somebody else is the soulmate while I'm laying right beside you. I can understand that you lost your kid's mother. You guys were connected forever. But you're not going to sit there and tell me that was your life partner. And that's your soulmate. What the fuck am I here for? Yes. Any person, me and a woman, would be like, So, can I actually feel like she needs to two fingers split, that's what she did. Diddy said years ago he wasn't built for marriage, and, you know, I'm a tough fan, so, you know, don't be mad at me, just, you know, stating what I see from the outside looking in. And it's hard. Love is hard, and I think people forget that. Love relationships, period, hard. And again, people forget that. My next relationship, I want someone to pray with me, pray for my happiness. You know, Justin and I prayed with each other a lot, and I prayed for him the day he was taken from us. When I was carrying this baby, he put his hands over my stomach, and I was having issues with her, and he prayed over me, and he prayed over my belly. I know God's not going to take someone away from me like that without replacing it with somebody better. So whoever he is, I know he will put the effort to making sure that me and my girls are okay. I know he will put the effort to love me unconditionally. And love me through my pain. Love me through my mood swings. And I want to love him through everything. I want to make sure that I'm there for him spiritually, emotionally, and physically. The fears don't start in the bedroom. They start emotionally. And it's a fact. So I want to make sure that I'm there for someone in that way too. I want to be with a man that knows how to lead. This is no shade to anyone. This is not, because, you know, apparently, you know, as my last podcast, like two guys, as I said, got in their feelings. But if a hit dog will holler. So if you think I'm talking about you, reevaluate how you are to me. Reevaluate, because we all go through things. I'm going through things I don't speak about. So reevaluate that. If you think I'm talking about you, reevaluate how you come to me. Step up to me like a grown-ass man and say, you know what, I'm not perfect, be patient with me, I need you, you know, look, let's work through this, it's not going to be perfect, and speak up. But if you don't say that, and you just expected me to be like, okay, I'm just sitting away forever, nah, my dude, I'm not doing that for nobody, ain't no dick that good, I'm not doing it. And if you think this is about you, man up and call me and say something. But whoever you are, you won't. And this is not into anyone in particular. And I'm putting it out there in the universe. I sound kind of bitter, but I'm not. I'm just saying that. does come off kind of bitterish. I promise I'm not. But I've had a lot of guys come at me the past few days about my social media posts, thinking it's about them, and it's not. So why are you feeling some kind of way? Look, my father is 71 years, my dad will be 71 years old. He's a diabetic. He has a six pack, right? My dad's one of the best men I've ever known. He raised me, and I know how it is for a guy to be sensitive, because I see my father cry. I love that, like, about a guy who could be vulnerable. I like when a guy can say, hey, I fucked up. My father and stepmother have been together for 35 years. My dad ain't never slept on nobody's couch. Okay? I love their marriage. It's not perfect, but he taught me how a wife should be. I love my mom, but she taught me things too about how a wife should not be and what a wife should be. And my stepmother, ultimate stepmother. Anybody would love to have a stepmother like that. I've heard friends like, oh, my stepmother is not like yours. I have cousins say that. Oh, my stepmother's not like your stepmother. Because my stepmother is a bomb. We've had issues throughout the years. Trust and believe. But she's a good woman. I'm going to end on this note. I wanted to say, be positive, everyone. Love hard. Love correct. Pray. My buddy Sean said 2019 is about him. He owes himself 2019. He's going to be selfish a little bit more. And Steph Curry and Aisha are talking about they put themselves, each other first before their kids. Because if they're not happy, the kids won't be happy. And I get it. So I'm going to work on making sure that Rashida's happy. Because if Rashida's not happy, her kids won't be. I'm talking to myself in the third person. I won't be. My kids won't be happy if I'm not. I'm going to try to update my podcast this weekend and have a little bit more time. I've been up since 2 a.m. My girl is type tired. But kind of just take it for this. This is the Miss Moose Playhouse. I'm out. Peace.